it's amazing. To get a park and ride site built in such a quick, short period of time, the fantastic partnership with Portsmouth City Council on this project, it's just amazing to actually see the end product. The new buses are here waiting for people to come in their cars. And one of the most important features is about how a park and ride site's been built in such a compact and densely populated city as Portsmouth. Portsmouth being the second most densely populated city outside of London in terms of population per square kilometre means to actually find a location and then build it and deliver it, and in a location that means that you can get quickly into town. It's just amazing.
What does it mean to Portsmouth, do you think?
It pushes Portsmouth up the map further in terms of punching above their weight. Transport is vital for any city, and if you haven't got a good transport system, the city won't survive. So actually putting this in place at a key location as Tipner, and then having the bus priority measures to go into the city, that will generate economic growth, keep the business moving, and make people want to come into Portsmouth, whether it's shopping, work, whatever.
It seems good timing as well, given the fact that obviously everything going on at the dockyard, the Solent LEP wanting to encourage businesses to sort of come up and set up shop down here in the Solent. I mean, how key a role does it play in that sort of...
Very much so. And, you know, we've got the issues in Portsmouth with the dockyard, but we've also got to think about the new carriers that are coming into the dockyard. And we've got to plan strategically for how all those carriers are going to be serviced, maintained and so on. And park and ride will enable those people that will be working in the dockyard or indirectly working related to the dockyard within Portsmouth will be able to have a quick, easy, stress-free journey into the city to work.